That's a mechaba hamor al yishto over Omar any zonah mefarnes al any ball leha neshes ne siha mosif and loak subas. That's a mishnah subas of samach gimel amad aleph. Okay, what does that mean? Subasa. They're still married. Ksuba is only payable upon the termination of the marriage, either through death or divorce. So mosif and loak subasa. So the Ran writes, yeah, and. He owes him more money. And what happened if she dies before him? He'll get away with murder. I'm going to murder her. But if she dies before him, so it'll never come to pass. It's only right, you're adding to a, you know, to the paper debt that he owes her, but you're not going to collect money right away because they're still married. That's what the Ran writes over here in our sugya. Chazanish suggests that's only true if the woman is not asking for a get. But if she asks for a get, Shulchan Aruch writes over here, Vim he wrote so, Kofan also miyad lo tzitzin ksuba. So Mechaba Paskins, Kofan legarish miyad. So if Kofan legarish miyad, you're not going to be most of anything, just as an instantaneous divorce. However, we don't pass like the Mechaba. We paskin, as the poskim say later on, that we would not be Kofan. So now we're stuck in a situation where there's no divorce. And according to the Ran, she gets nothing, just to wait around. Just the paper that keeps accumulating, but doesn't help her at all, the Maisa. So the Ritva writes here in our daf and Avsamach Gimel that no, in such a case, you give the money immediately. So the Ritva here also primarily in daf Ayin Zayin, so you give Kofin. That's what the Ritva says. What he says. What's the pshat? So once again, the save I brought in last time called Mishnah Saksuba. He writes a very nice pshat. The pshat is as follows. Look, really, we should really paskin to force up the divorce. Yotzi v'tin ksuba. We're afraid to. Some poskim, some rishonim say that you shouldn't force them. We're afraid, that's the whole theme of today's shiur. We're afraid of chalila v'chas making a get, which is posel, mamzerus, and losinov. Very serious shiur. So we're afraid, because we're afraid we don't do it. But Mikir Adin, he really is chayav l'garish. So he quotes over here, since the husband's fundamentally chayav l'garish his ishta, nechshav adava shekvar higia zman piron ksubasa, and therefore he gives to make ksuba immediately, even if he's not going to give her a get. So writes the Ritva, so writes the Rashbat, the Ramban, the Rashba, a whole series of Rishonim seem to go that way. It's a very important chiddush to know. And the Bate Din and Eretz Yisrael use this chiddush. They'll say, look, give the ksuba. It's a lot of money, some of the ksuba. So why? I'm not divorcing her. Give it the money anyway. On this basis, it's going to have ramifications in some of the Piskei Din. Just giving it to right now over here, that when the Ran said, you just let the debt accumulate, that's in a case where she's not asking for a divorce immediately. If she's asking for it immediately, so Mikir Adin, you really should force him with a whip to give her a get. We don't do it. Says Chazanish, we don't do it. But then we allow to ask him for the money, to force him, in effect, to give the money immediately. Because as far as that's concerned, we're not, we go back to the Ikir Adin. Is chayav legashem yad? Is considered higiyas man piron haksuba. Okay, fine. Good. This case of the mechaber is moed mitashmish. What about moed mi mizonos? The Rosh says it's dino kemoed. The Rambam says no, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say no, because the ikarishus is the bia tashmish, but mizonos, that's just a matter of dollars and cents. That's what the Ramban writes here in the Sefer HaSchus, just a matter of dollars and cents. However, the Beis Shmuel, those who open up here in Siman Ayin Zayin, Beis Shmuel Sifkot and Aleph, the Das Kama Poskin Morid Mitash Meshavi Morid, Morid Mizonos, Lavi Morid, the Kofan also did the Mizonos, or the Garish also. Same thing, she's Morid Mimilacha. It's not considered that we have the full din of Moredas. Then he says, others disagree. Toisus Kosu, that's a machloikas aposkin. If you can say any zonas venioso, so we paskin that she can say it, she's not a meredus. But since he can't say it, we spoke about in previous chaburus, who in yocholomar any zonech, have him morit, because of Rosh Vatur. But the mechaber doesn't hold that way. So it's a machloikas gedoli harishon. Fine. Now, the Ramah says, Yesh omim de imrotz al garish miyad v'litin ksuba ein mosif v'la ksubasa. V'nirali, the af belav, the lo yigra, ain't over. So writes the Ramo. So the Chalkas Mechoka Gimel says, Hine, Yidina de Gemara, Dava Zep Poshut, Da Baal Megarish Bal Kocha, Meitesa de Yavra, Lav de lo yigra, Ad Rabba. Hamashabesh im ishto v'dat l'garish over mishum. So now do it. Kuf your test. Now the Rabbeinu Gershom said you can no longer divorce a woman against her will. We should be able to say no. Let's be most of our subasa. Im onea mimena onos ha-miachash in the chos b'yodol l'garish ba'al korcha. So he doesn't understand that the Ramah quotes, look in the parentheses. Kach mashmer divi ha-Rambam. The Rambam. Rambam's going to be dinner the Gemara. There's no rechen Rabbeinu Gershom. When you're bringing a riot from the Rambam to Pesach Halacha of Ashkenazim, that's how the Chalkas Mechok in effect asks this question, and the Beis Shmuel asks it explicitly. He doesn't understand. Tamua my Rami Rambam. Dealing with Pshita, Zmanazer Ben Gershom, and Yochel Gash Bar Kochel, which is Dina Kamorid. The Chalkas Mechok asks the Kash, not as explicitly as the Beis Shmuel does. So it's a tremendous question. It's a tremendous question. So they quote the tshuva of Rav Mizrahi, who says the Bach says Bisman Hazeh he wrote to the garish ain mosif and lag subasa. Not only that, Afim Zonoseh Potter quotes Rav Mizrahi. There's a tremendous fight. Is the Mizrahi right? Is the Mizrahi wrong? I don't have time to go into all the details right now. You'll take a look in the Bach and the Chagos Mechokek, whether the Mizrahi is right or the Mizrahi is wrong. It's not completely clear. Just one excerpt from the Beis Shmuel. So like this, the Raya of the Mizrahi is from Lokin Sadayin, Dav Beis, but here they're married already. So you can still say Kimli like the Mizrahi. The Bach holds that way. Others disagree. Fine. Again, it's a big machlokas haposkim halacha lemaisa what to do. Rav Yashiv is quoted that like this. It's impossible to say, this is what the Bnei Ahuva of Yonatan Epshin says against the Mizrahi. It's impossible to say that he doesn't need that feeder. She'll die of starvation. And to avoid dying of starvation, he'll give her a get to marry someone else. So in effect, the result is going to be he's going to divorce her against her will. Because the other one chose to die. It's also considered against her will. That's what the Bnei Huve asks against the Mizrahi. So Rav Yosha says, yes, that's correct. But only in the case where she's going to die. But if she has other sources of sustenance, whether it be her own parnasa or some other source, then maybe not. But kitzer, some say lo plug. I'm just mentioning to you briefly the first Sif Aleph of Siman Ayin Zayin, which is not the main topic of our discussion. That's what's called Moreg. Our main topic is Moredes. Moredes is just two Sifim, that's all it is. Sif Beis and Gimel. These two Sifim are pretty long, but the number of Mefarshim on them is even longer, so much so that the Otzer Poskim has the beginning of Ayin Zayin in one volume, and the entire volume just on the second half, and these few Sifim of Ayin Zayin. And it's very important, Lemaisa, as it comes up often in Batei Din, how to deal with it. So the Gemara of Moredes, again, starts in Afsam Magim Lamad Aleph, Moredes Mimai, Mitashmish Mimalacha, along the lines we just spoke about until now. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Poch Slam Iksubasa. Poch is Vaholech until the Ksuba cuts down from whatever it is down to zero. Good. Stage one, that's the Mishnah. Rabbi Hosein Nuchozo V'nimnu, stage two, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Shemachriz Nolea Arba Shabosos, Zu Achazu, V'shochon L'Bezen HaVyodash, HaFilu Ksubosach Me'amon, if started, you lose the whole thing in 4 weeks. That's stage number two. In this context, the Gemara has two different kinds of what we might call Moredes. What is a Moredes? Be'inole U'mitzarnole. She says, you know, I have no problem living with him physically, emotionally, but he's not nice to me, so I'm going to withhold relations from him until he gives in to whatever I want. That's a real Moredus. Abel Omer Moes Olai. But if she says, he's disgusting to me, then Lo Kaifinan Lo. We don't force her. We don't exert the same kind of pressure of taking away from her Ksuba. So it would appear. Okay. So what do you do then? Pirish Bekuntris says Tosfos. Lo Kaifinan Lo Lamo Tachto. And the Yitin get Vyotziya Belo Ksuba. If he wants. V'yesh Mefarshim, the Rambam. The Kofin also Lohotzi. This is the famous Rambam. Rambam understood that if she says Moas Alai, you can force him to divorce her. Her Rebbeinu Tam doesn't like it. Here it's for technical reasons. Shemay no nos to Melcha. She's fibbing. She's not telling the truth. She's not telling the truth. She has no problem being with him. She just has a boyfriend who's she wants to be with even more. So she's not telling the truth. That's why we're afraid she's not telling the truth. We cannot force him to divorce her and let her do something which is illicit. Get an impression from this formulation. If we were assured that she really is telling the truth, then perhaps there would be grounds to force him to divorce her. The Rambam says you do, Tosfos says you don't, and there are even those who claim there's no machlekes. Well, it depends on the circumstances. Some say the Rambam is limited to a case what they call a maslim mevureres, with clear as day she's telling the truth that he's disgusting to her, and for reasons which even a bezin can understand. And in that case, the Rambam said what he said, and Tosfos would agree. And Tosfos is saying what he says was no clear proof that there's really some kind of a mias. Maybe she's just an exercise to get out of the marriage to be able to marry her boyfriend. And then even the Rambam would agree. So they also go as far as to say the whole big machlekes, but the machlekes. Most poskim say it's not true. There really is a machlekes over here. And the details we'll discuss a little bit in the context of what's found in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Rabosai, it's very important fundamentals. Basic stuff. Okay. Now, I want to just, before going any further, say that there are certain rabbis who wanted to solve the Aguna problem by saying, we're going to follow the Rambam. We'll follow the Rambam. The Rambam solves the Aguna problem. She says, Mo is a lie, and then we force him to divorce her. I mean, however you force him, in Eretz Yisrael, they want to force him to put him in jail. Doesn't always work. People sometimes like to be in jail. And in America, we already learned recently that it's not wise to try to force anyone to do anything. You can end up in jail. So that's not a pleasant experience. So therefore, but at least in principle, we could perhaps use a monetary compulsion, which might otherwise run afoul of Get Me'usa, but it wouldn't apply in the case in which a Get Me'usa would be, technically speaking, allowed. Shitas HaRambam. Okay. Shitas HaRambam. It's not going to fly, because the Mechaber, who usually follows the Rambam, doesn't. The Mechaber in Siman Ayin Zayin quotes the entire Rambam, almost verbatim, with one exception. When it comes to the point of Moyes Alai, which is here in Siman Ayin Zayin Siv Beis, the entire lashon of the Mechaber from the Rambam, but he changed one phrase. Imama me'astihu v'ni cholali boil amidaiti, I can't stand him, repulsed by him. Then we say, the Rambam says kofin, and the Mechaber substitutes, imrotza ba'al legasha, enu ksuba klal, etc., etc. Then he goes back to quote the rest of the Rambam. There isn't even a problem how to do it. Teimonim. What?
That was Zaid Folk's proposal.
Well, the diet, Teimani Dayan.
We have a whole Teimani Dayan.
Okay, so someone suggests, if you want to have the Rambam, get Teimani Dayan. Teimani have a right to follow the Rambam. That's how they would do a dog in Teimani, like the Rambam. And they have a right to impose their will on Ashkenazim. Maybe
Shalau would give them the right.
Okay. Okay. I mean, you know, that the application of Rambam or Sephardic law to Ashkenazim is an interesting issue. I think the recent talk about Yitzhak Yosef and that celebrated Chalitza case. You know what I'm talking about? No one knows what I'm talking about. You don't know? Not from Nandu Vachabura, but you remind me of it. It was a case like this. It was written in one of the newspapers. A woman could not, her brother-in-law wouldn't give Chalitza. So after she tried, he ran to America, tried, nothing happened. So she had a boyfriend, had a couple of kids. And then she still wants to marry this guy, but you can't marry him. There's a kukuli of him. So after a lot of ishtat, they came to America, did a chalitza, paid him some money, came back to Eretz Yisrael. They still can't marry him. Echad lebaal v'echad leboil. And according to the Rambam, that applies to chalitza case as well. Sugin yavam is not a time. So there was a whole tarab. How can it be? These arcane laws of levirate marriage, and then if she pays so much money, where does it get the chalitza? They still want to marry him. I was told Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Paskin, based on the Mechaber, that they can get married. I'm not sure if they were smart about it. You know about that case? You know? No one knows. You've been with Tysus. You heard about it. So were they Ashkenazim or smarter than people?
I think people Ashkenazim.
Ashkenazim, exactly. Whatever. I'm not going into that prat, but that was interesting. You remind me of Tamini Dayanan. Okay, fine. So good. So now we have the following. So we have two stages. We have the Mishnah stage, and Rabbi Hosseinu stage. Stage three of the Gemara, but Pshut was the last stage of the Gemara. The Gemara is like this. Umashina le trese yachi agita, uvahanach trese yachi shat alestim ezone mibal. This sounds like it's a third stage in the Gemara. That's how the Rosh interprets it. The three stages in the Gemara. Each time, the Chachmei HaTalmud are trying to do what they think is right in order to get the best possible result. That's what the Rosh explains in here in Daf Samach Gimel. It's in Simon, Lamed, Gimel, and Lamed Dalet. Okay? First we have the Mishnah. And then we have the Rabboseinu in the Gemara. And then we have this last idea, Mashinale. Says the Rosh, end of Simon Lamed Dalet. Takonazu Nas Vime Amaroy Machronim. Some, by the way, say it's Sabaroy, which is interesting. Some say it was even Zivta Chasima Satama. Kasharol ki govu benos Yisrael, v'datam zoch aleim, kashar hoyo lem kasim baleim, hoyo omos lo bin aleim, v'abam begashem miyad, kema shepatrosu meksuba, an amnesty rule. You know, IRS says if you give me money, we'll pat you from the rest of your taxes, hey, cash at the break, and get rid of it with no meksuba. Hey, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Hey. So he grabs the opportunity, and he divorces her. What did I do over here? What did I do? I got angry, and then they chazal chachomim when we're talking. Yes, he can do this without a ksuba, but she does. Now he told the Ozmeyota, I wish to go back to the Bali Arishan. Boom. Tikno shetisha shana. Cooling down period for a year. And if you go shetim betoch hashana, shlote mechilasa mechila, v'yitztach yidin ksuba. And he won't give it her. He's not going to marry divorce her so fast. To pay the ksuba. Ulay is spicy to Hashanah. Became as a tiknul kachla meres moris alai. Shoy sil regul is garish miyad below kviya. Koshkan and meredes. That's how the Russian says. This is stage three. This is Medina de Gemara. Comes a riff and says it's stage four. Called Dina de Mesifta. Dina de Mesifta. Right? This is similar to the Rush. This. Dayana de Beidina de Mesifta. And the Ole Matake. On a simple level, the Matake, that you force him to divorce her. Yeah. So what the Rambam said, Medina de Gemara, the Dina de Mesifta said, Shalom, Medina de Gemara. Where do you get it from? Says the Rosh. Eps visharo akilkul bibnosis ro. Vichimashl tresi acheshata. Tolos atzman beovde kachovim. V'yotos the tarbus ra, bitlu shehiya, v'nos nereshus the balagash shemiyad, avalos shechafu. That's what the Rosh tries to interpret the Mesifta. Doesn't mean you force. How can it be? Impossible to force her? Imo ne'am mimena tashmish or mizonos, we just saw that before. En kofanos alahotzi. That's the Yerushalmi. En mas na lepsulas. Koshken shehimo nas liatzva. Sho tiknu laharbers mamzeirim bi Yisrael. Mutav Shibnos Yisrael Aros Yisgashu. That's a mistake, a type over here. Yosifu Ra Arosan Vayirbu Mamzerim Bi Yisrael. So the Rosh seems to say that the Takana never meant that you can force him to divorce her. Pilei Ployim. The Rif writes explicitly that you force him. Explicitly. Mamish black on white beferish. How can the Rosh suggest that the Rif didn't mean it? The Rif said it. Now, does the Dina de Takana de Mesifta, whatever power they had to do, it's a good question. How can they go after Chachmei HaTalmud and create something which the Chachmei HaShas considered to be a Get Musa, and she's considered an Eishes Ish, and Mamzerim, where they had the power to do such a thing? Apparently they had the power. Now, the the Gaonim, quotes of Shir Gaon, who shetkinu lochuf kamosh kosev alochas, he can force him. For Kosovar Azazal, Shlo Tiknu El Doro Mulatzorach Hashoah. So the Baal HaMor says, an ace lasos of some sort. I don't know how you do that to be matam reshes ish. The Ramban says, don't tell me it was l'shah. 500 years it lasted. This takana lasted for 500 years. Okay? The Baal HaMor is wrong. The Baal HaMor is just a pitoy who wrote to lachlok aleihem to say that bedina de gemara dainina. So he said the lush and the kia. Ah, it's not true. B'chamesh me'el shana lo'zod ha'takon azumi b'neim k'mosh yudu atzal b'tshuva shana of the Gaonim. You see the Bahag, all the Gaonim. Okay? But, he says, you want to be machwa nowadays, it's a good idea. Why? The Ramban writes in his Chedushim, she'achshav for botlam ibnei pritus adorus. What does that mean? The pritus keeps getting, keeps changing. Now, if you'll enable him, the bezin, to force him to divorce her, she'll go back to her boyfriend, and she'll force a divorce, which is a terrible pritus. So therefore, this chutzpah, they didn't have in the Golem's time, but if they had it again in the Ramban's time, then Mevatla Takanas the Dina de Mesifta, we go back to Dina de Gemara. And he quotes the Rambam and says, Dina de Gemara. That's a funny quote of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Dina de Gemara, you follow, but you follow, you force him. That's the Rambam, select the quotation. The Rambam says, you follow Dina de Gemara. But we didn't say what the Rambam said, Dina de Gemara, but he said it before. So it's splitting. You follow Dina de Gemara, but not the Rambam's Dina de Gemara. Ah, Dina de Gemara. Adkan. So therefore, the idea of the Rabbanim to insist on Kfiya, in the case of Moyes Alai, is unlikely to work Bizman Azeb, because the poskim say you can't do it. Not that they weren't Al-Gadol who did it, but Bizman Azeb, we're not going to do it anymore. Not going to happen. It's not happening. Okay, fine. Now this idea of an amasla, that a woman has an amasla, she says, you know, he's a bad guy and I can't stand him, etc., etc., etc. The source for this is in a Hagos Mordechai. Again, those who have it in Ksubas can look it up. It's in Simon Reish Tzadi. And the Lashon is important. All the Lashons of Rishon are important in this Sugya. Reish Tzadi. What does it say? Oh, Machlokos Rashi Rabbein Natam. Says like this. That you have situations in which the woman claims that Mois, and the question is who's going to decide whether this claim is in fact accurate or inaccurate. Anyone can make a claim. So, who's going to decide? Quotes the Marami Rutenberg. Ein betanas moredes mama shishatita namasla niris vinikeres lituve ho'ir v'chachameho. Lama hu mois aleho. Interesting phrase. We'll go to Bezin. What kind of tuve yer v'chachameh? What does this mean? Tuve yer. That means a shiva tuve. It means the board of trustees of the community. Shiva tuve. What about tuve yer? So apparently, you go to Bezin for halachic psak, but to figure out, you know, what's going on in the marriage, you need a wider wisdom, not just you know, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara by heart. In our Bezdin, when we deal with these cases, we always make sure to have a psychologist on the Bezdin. Because you need, that's like Tuve Yair. People know what's going on in the world. There's a mocker for it over here in this Hagos Mordechai. It's not just Chachamel, it's Tuve Yair. Men of the world. Men of the world. That's important. And the he goes on and says, Hato'enes mois olai below taina, ein lemazonus. This implies a very important application. If yesh taina, yesh lemazonus. Sounds like if she can show to the Tuva Yev HaChameh why he's Mois Aleha, but the good reason I'm asking the Lareris, that she's entitled to Mazonus. This is very, very important, because this comes up all the time in these kinds of cases that we deal with. Is she entitled to Mazonus when they're no longer together, etc., etc.? The Mordechai sounds like he's saying that the answer to the question is yes, if she has a title of Lareris, I'm asking the Lareris. So Bezin can decide that what she's saying is reasonable, and therefore they can say he's chayav to pay Mazonus, even though they're not together at the present time. Okay? Fine. Okay.
So we don't talk about the Bach. The Bach says all she has to do is kind of bury.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that a little bit later. We'll be pashas. We need a little bit more than that. Now, the question became, how in heaven's name could the Gaonim say what they said? After all, the Rosh is screaming bloody murder. Yamabam Zaram v'Yisrael. What is going on? That's a gavaldik akash. So this is a Tshuva Sarosh, who says, believe it or not, Kol HaMekadosh Hadat Rabbanan Mekadosh. Wow. 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 The Ritva thinks it's ridiculous. This is a quote of the Ritva right here in our sugya. Uman de Mekadosh Hadat de Rabbanan de Gemara Mekadosh. For lo Hadat de who? Boom. Boom. Yeah, she doesn't like a Tshuva Sarosh at all. So it's interesting. There was a Kutras HaKfiyah, what they call Kutras HaKfiyah, is found in the Otzer HaPoskim at the very end of what they call here volume Chaf. Kutras HaKfiyah, many pages. So over here in the Kutras HaKfiyah, footnote Mem, Hecha Yitzchak of Herzog. Can't do that. Umemela Abba Misratze, Vishavyesh of Mitzvah the Shmo at Dibriya Gaonim, Kamosha Mitzvah of the Shmo at Dibriya Chachmiya Talmud. That's exactly what the Rosh suggests and the Ritva rejected. That's what the Rebbe Herzog writes over here in this footnote. That's not an arbitrary half cause Kiddushin, that we cannot do. But we're saying over here, the Matak into the Kviya, and then he's going to want to do it. Fascinating. Rebbe Osai, the halacha is never stationary. Things are always changing. After these Gaonim came along Rabbeinu Gershom. Sof Tchufas HaGolim. Tchilas Tchufas HaRishonim. Rabbeinu Gershom said that a man may not take a second wife and a man may not divorce his wife against his will, against her will. So he says as follows. In the olden days, the Gaonim had to make this takana. Otherwise, she'd be left high and dry for the rest of her life. And he go marry a second wife. The Gom had no choice but to make a stakana to force him to divorce him. But as Man said, the Rabbeinu Gershom leveled the playing field, the whole situation is different. The whole situation is different. Let him negotiate. Let him negotiate. This takana of the Chachmei and Sifta should no longer pahus itself the Tzemach Tzedek. Achshav kabod the takana zu. Why? Why? Kerem Rabbeinu Gershom. Gama yish lo yochol legash bal korcho. Memele bod the takana zu. Why? One ain't circle there. In the olden days, Sheish Yochel Yisra Acheres Oleh, Kshiyid Moes Esbog, Teshev Aguna Liolom, Yesh Locha Shetet Senem Tot Shrola Tarbus Ro, they had a Takona, Shegam Hituchal Lechofo, the same as he can take a wife against her will, so she can force him, so she can take a husband, in effect against his will, by forcing him to divorce her, Shem Yen Aguna forever, go to Tarbus Ro. But nowadays, Gam Humu Gon Machmosa, Ain't Torah Takonazu? Don't make them come down the go. May Alem Yisparshu. Of course, this is not Duhet Tamei Rabbanan, which is very often questionable. That we're assuming that every person is honest. It's not going to be a fake Het Tamei Rabbanan. That can ruin this equation over here with what Tzedek is saying. Okay? But this is an important Nakuda. Maybe things have changed in that direction. In that direction. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or HaGola is quoted in Hagos Ashri Simon Lamed Hei, like the Golem. Like the Golem. So how can the Tzemach Tzedek say what he says? That once Rabbeinu Gershom came along, no more Takonas HaGolem. So Rechi Hagos Ashri Ragma Atzmo Svila Ke Takonas HaGolem. So Rechloma, Rabbeinu Gershom Lo Tikin Memoredes Shlo Yia Baal Yochol Yisra Acheres Udas HaRavan Siv Beis. Wow. So Machlokas HaRishonim. The Ravan holds, in the case of Moredes, Rabbeinu Gershom never made his takon. So you can take a second wife. So if you take a second wife, you go back to need it for takon sagonim. So Rabbeinu Gershom himself needed takon sagonim, because you can take a second wife. But open up your Ramah, you see it's 2 days. Take a look. And Simon, Ayin, Zayin, Siv Beis, you'll see 2 days. Hmm. As you can see, these sifrim are quite long. Beis and Gimel are quite long. I'm not going to be the entire, the monetary details about Son Barzel. We're not going to go into these details. It'll take us much too long. But over here in the Ramah as follows. The Yesh Omrim, this is Beis in the Ramah, towards the end. The Bizman Azeh, Shein Nosin Beis Noshim, Lo Mashinan Lo Yud Beis Chodesh. Him wrote to the Garsha. Femeno wrote to Matir and Alisa Acheres. What's going on? Take a second wife. V'yesh Chokin. Shein Lahatel Alisa Acheres. Marik. Why? Why did Marik say what he said? The Ravan makes sense. The Ravan is the first opinion. The Mordechai quotes it right over here. The Mordechai here quotes in the Ravan. The Marik is afraid. And for good reason. What's he afraid about? He's afraid. Take a look in Chalkos Mechokek Tezayin. Why is he? He doesn't argue in principle. No. What's he afraid about? Near the zechogel nisa isha cheres, kmo shekosu marik. Im not yulo b'moredes in the genuine moredes. When we really, the Ravan is right in the genuine moredes. She's moredes. Why shouldn't he take another wife? It's not right to him. We should. Rabbi Nageshu never would have made a takon in such an extreme case. But what's the fear? I feel a takdiach tavshilo yomashi moredes. She burnt the soup. Who said she's a meredes? Why would they say that? Ki yitein eina b'isha acheres. We think it's only a woman who's not standing by acher. It works in both directions. A great opportunity to get rid of his wife, to take a different wife. Rabbi Nageshim disallowed it. I have a way out. She burnt my soup. She's a meredes. So if the Ravan will be followed, it'll be abused. That's what the Ma'arik says. Atkan. So it's a machlokas amongst the poskim halacha lemaisa. I think the minhag Yisrael is like the Marik, not like the Ravan. We do not allow a second wife in the case of Moredes just like this. There's a case of Het Merabonim. And there are many poskim who do not allow a Het Merabonim in this case for the very same reason. And they're so right. They'll be abused. They say Het Merabonim works for what we call the status. That yes, that's an objective fact. The Bechsim institution. But Moredes, who says she's really a Moredes? It's so hard to figure out the facts in these cases. She'll burn the soup. He'll claim she burned the soup. He really has a girlfriend on the side. That's what he really wants. So therefore, like, for example, our best, we don't give out at the mayor Abonim in the case of Moredes. I'm not criticizing those who do. There's been many posts who say that way. We're afraid to get involved in. We're afraid of the slippery slope. We make a mistake. The facts are often very, very difficult to clarify these kinds of circumstances. Very difficult. Okay? So this is the Yisod. Fine. Okay. Let's go a little further. Rabbi Vajja has an amazing tshuva. Since things have gotten worse than even the Ramban's time. How should we say it? The chutz b'yazgi. The prutus that we saw, I read you from the Ramban, what happened? There were women who would do terrible things and would try to utilize this heter to get out of a marriage. But while they were married, they're married. Rabbi Vajra writes, Bavonoseinu Rabim, Yoshvos Machirim Umar B'Mamzerim. So the Ramban said, "Botel takana still going to be priestess ador," when they had the chutzpah to say mois alai, when it wasn't really true. But they didn't reach what he calls here the siyah chutzpah, lo shemes im gever zar mibliget. No, the Ramban taught that they wouldn't have the chutzpah to do. But nowadays, when they even do that, Rachmana Litzlan, as we well know, chazra chashash tarbus ro digonim koma. And he quotes from Rav Chaim Palach, it's exactly the same thing, that they separated a couple of years, we're afraid she's not going to be able to overcome a Yetzirah, and we go back to that call of the Znus we're afraid about, we go back to force him to give a get. Wow. It's a mefurish riff. I read the words of the riff. Hashta de tikna rabbana le moredes le mesav le gita kafine le v'yarav le gita balkochem. You see, it's klar kfiya, not where the Rush tried to soft pedal it. Of course, the Rambam disagreed. But The Rambam is Lashitaso, and the Rivka is Lashitaso. The Rambam learns only in a case of Mois Olai, which you have maybe even in Maslim of Ureres, then Dina de Gemara says Kofin. Any other case, you're not Kofin. The Rivka Lashitaso, the Dina de Gemara, you would not say Kofin. It's only a Takonas Dina de Besifta. Maybe Takonas Dina de Besifta would apply across the board, even in the case where there's no Taino or no proof of Mois Olai, just to avoid Yitzia the Tarbus Ra. This is a big tumult in Poskim, a big discussion. Halacha l'maisa, how do we Poskim Ladina, Ladina, Ladina? So take a look in the Shmuel, the Chakas Mechokik, and the Ramah, that we Poskim Ein Kof. We're not going to do Kfiya. Take a look here at the beginning. Sivkon Zayin Be Shmuel. Imrota Baal Lagarsha. That's how the Mechavit changed Lashon Rambam. Aval ain't kofen also. Velo kedas harambam. Varashbam. We don't follow them. The Mechava is against them. Okay? And he gives a summation of the various shittas about the details. We're not going to go into right now. But the bottom line is, the Beis Shmuel says we do not force, we do not compel the husband to give her a get. And the same thing is quoted here in the Chelkos Mechokek here. It's a cotton hay. The low kedas harambam, varashbam, varambam. The Batan is more like Kofan also the Gash. We don't paskin that way. Ain't Nogan Kamoso. And if Afim Nise Spegeshul Kfiya, Tate. Wow. She married someone else based on Tzakar Rambam, Tate. That's Atkadekach. Even Bidiyevit. So writes the Chalkos Mechokik over here in Sivkoton Hey. Mamish. That's how we paskin Aloch Alamaisa. Fine? But there are those who disagree. Rabbi Ovadia disagrees in some cases. Even Rabbi Yoshev is quoted in the Piskei Din Rabbanim. Let's see if I can find exactly where to show you where this is. The right Sivkot Otsu Raposkim. It's in Kudros HaKfiya. Find the right Os. Os Vav. Can you count the Ramas at Sniff? So Tzitz Eliezer suggests perhaps yet. Rabbi Yehoma says, even though most people are against the Rambam, even Maran Shulchan Aruch calls En Kofim, O Tzirufim, Ken Kosev Piskei Dinei Rabbanim, who paskin this way? Rav Eliashiv, together with Rav Zolti and Rav Avadya Hodaya. This is a great A Bezdin. Right? It's a Tziruf. Look it up in the Padar Dalet, page 251. It's quoted over here. Tziruf. And there are other considerations there as well. Fine. In Taimon, he quotes in Taimon, yeah, that's right, blacks before. In Taimon, they follow the Rambam, they follow him on almost anything. So in Taimon, yeah, Minik Taimon. Can you lie Minik Taimon in Eretz Yisrael? A whole discussion. Some say yes, some say no. Rabbi Vajra quotes Rabbi Yosef Kapach. Can I tell him Minik B'Taimon, Loch of the Gash B'Tanis Mois, so like that's the Rambam, Mo'od Asra? Okay? And the one who argued is not a Sukta M'Chachim Klal? Okay? But that's only if they live there. Now Eretz Yisrael, they came to Eretz Yisrael. No one left in Taman at all. We have to follow the Chumrei Mekom Shochel L'Sham. Here we follow the Shulchan Aruch, not to be Kofa B'Moy Solai. So the whole discussion: do you have a right to follow the minig of Taman? Even if they got married in Taman, there was Al Das Kain. They got married. Whole discussion over here: Halacha L'Maisa. Now there's no one who's from Taman anymore, who has these cases. So it's hard to say. He quotes a Tzvi Pesach Frank, Lochav asabal l'garash yisrael b'tanis mo'os alai, neshem b'nei eda taymanis, nisla b'tayman. Okay, but that's not the rest of the world. Alright? Can you change a minig? If you hold like the Rambam, back a whole discussion, may you or may you not change a minig in all these cases. And some say, the get is even a good get by the Yevit, against what we just saw. A whole discussion over here in the Os Ches. The Magamish says Teitze. The Ramban says Teitze. Remember Mamzer Rabbi Yisrael. But the Tshuva Sarash says no. The same Tshuva Sarash you hear in the Rosh said, Remember Mamzer Rabbi Yisrael. Said if those who followed the Ramban, Masha Osa Osui. If it was on Api Bezdin. That's a big Kiddush. Tshuva Sarash. Masha Osa Osui. And therefore the Samu say, not only lo teitze, but if they once they did the get, is tinase lechatchila once the get was done? This is a question. Now, if you look at the Ber Heitev over here, In Sivkot and Yud Beis, what does it say? Watch this. Omeres eini rose book snesiv lo nikra od bali havi kemor salai. That's not true. Yesh omer mi yesh istabe gebina she toma mor salai machas beila olo. Some say only if she, you can't force her. That's what the Rambam said. You can't force a woman to be intimate with a man that she can't stand. That's it. But no. Now it's interesting. The Marami Wittenberg says, "Lo hoya holich b'derech yishara u'mechala mamono." She's squandering all the money. Is also considered in the category of moya salai. But remember, that's according to the sheet which says you're not going to force the divorce her. So that's exactly the point. As a matter of fact, the Rambam said, "Don't just use the words moya salai." Eini rotsabo. Eini rotsabo. Interestingly, the Mishkan is Yaakov and Simon Yud Zayin is usually known as a Machmir. It brings a riot to the Rambam from Yavam Islam at Testament base with Rashi there. Armor lo be'inale, v'armor devarim nikorim, you force a chalitza, so to your force a get. Okay? And then said the mamish the words more is a lie. I don't want to be with him. That may be enough. That may be enough. Okay. Without an amasla, according to the Agos Maimni on the Rambam, based on the we saw the Agos Mordechai Reish Tzadi, she's not believed. Shema Eineho Nosno Biacher. That's what some say. And if you look at the Tosis Rid over here on Subis, that's the reason we're not Kofin. Shema, everybody just says, that being the case, he claims, when there's no Chash Eineho Nosno Biacher, everyone should agree that Kofin the Garish. And some say even according to the Ramah it's that way. Take a look in the Ramah in Siv Gimel. The Ramah said it had until now is in Siv Beis. Please turn to Siv Gimel. The Ramah is even longer here. Okay. V'ein kofin also the garish. The Ramah in the middle of this long piece. You don't force the man to divorce her. V'lo osa li'o said slow. You don't force her to be with him, Tur from Chuvas Maharam. So it's a standoff. It's a standoff. That's it. No one is forced, right? Can't force anything. Can't force him. Can't force her. Can't force anybody. So we're stuck in this standoff forever. However, there could be a different case. What's the different case? Imosa Shaloka Hogan, Shekitsha Baramos Uvatachbulos. Kofin also the garish. That's a unique case. A unique case. Do we pass in this way? Not so poshut. The Chasam Sofer is called a Pischet Shuvas of Kotn Ches, who says a man married a woman, didn't tell her that he's an epileptic, a Baal Nichpe. She doesn't want to be with him. He won't divorce her, no matter what. So he writes, the Chasam Sofer, it's a machlokas, Mordechai and Rav Yoh and the Rosh and the Tshuva. The Ramah quotes it by Nichbeh. The question of Hilchos HaRofim. Is it contagious? Not contagious. Whole discussion. I said more slave about the Taz Mavureres. So look at the Beis Shmuel and the Vayin Zayin. The Taz Moz Yochel Avi Lachemus Es Shel Baal El Es Shel Lo. But here, Ein Kofan Ov Lahachz Lo Klum Ad Shisrat Zad Garish. Because the Ramah quotes the Rosh Im Kitchen Ramos Kofan Lahotzi, and he should have quoted the whole Tshuva. There's no Pischet Tshuva Ches over here. It's called Nayan Zayin. You should try to give him money. If you won't take money, then you can force a divorce. Here Kitchen Ramos didn't say his mum. Nay, the low noch of Lagarish. We're not gonna follow the Ramos as Chasam Sofer. They're scared. Nonetheless, Mikomakom gam lo nazalo lahotzi shalom yaravia at shiritza the gash mertzano atov. Interesting. So the money, the father was onto the money. That's a little bit kasha, I mean. We paskin that get musa nachmas tamon is also musa. So the father's stealing. We're not going to whip him, says the Chasam Sofer. Quote a pischet shuv ches. What we do? The father will basically steal the money, which really belongs to the husband, until he gives the get. it, don't we pass on the halacha that stealing money is also considered to be a get musa shalokadin? So Chassam Sof is making a compromise over here. The Ramah says, you whip him, because it's kitchen Ramos. Chassam Sof says, I'm afraid to do that. So we'll just let the husband hold on to the money until to get the money back, he'll give her a get. It's a bit of a question to me what kind of compromise this is, because we pass on the halacha l'mayachzen in Kuf Lama Dalet. Pischachuv himself quotes that that's considered to be a get musa shelo kedin. It's a question to me. What exactly is halacha lemaisa? They quote over here that the Yabia Omer was a chashash gomor shetetzel the tarbus ra to force someone to give a get. They put him in jail, I guess. And he quotes over here that it wasn't just his own psak. This is still a rabbi as a young man from the Bezin in Petach Tikva. Those who read biography know that stage in life was in Petach Tikva. And he had this particular question, came to the Bezin in Petach Tikva. And Rav Avadya said, this is a real, real chance of Tetzel the Tarbus Ro, we should rely on the poskim who say, Ba'amaslam of Ureres, you can force a divorce. Yabiyah Mechela Gimel, Simen Chof, Os Lamed Dalet, Hiskimi Mel Rosh Besadin, Petach Tikva, Rav Reuven Katz, Baal Degel Reuven. Okay, so yeah, this is an Ashkenazi Godel who was masking in this extreme case of Zaduk Kfir. Okay, fine. Even Rabbeinu Tam, Rabosai, who was the one who was the fourth tooth and nail against Kfir, that's what Tosfos quotes over here, this Rabbeinu Zeren B'Yisrael, but if you look at the Tshuvas Sefer Yosher, writes, Eilich was al get, get puzzle. Why? Kevin shano shanina betalmud, shein kofen at trezi yachishata. Vehei mikdimu terem din kfias again, gets puzzled. Tokyo beis chodesh. Whoa. Get an impression, and this is Shita quotes in Ksubas on this daf, that after 12 months, even according to Rabbi Natam, you can force the get. Whoa. Many possums say beferish fakert, but there is at least one view in Chubas Rabbi Natam that seems to say that after 12 months, you can force a get. It's a tziruf. It's a tziruf. Okay. Halacha l'maisa be paskin, but all this talk, you can't force the get. Okay. But should he divorce her? She's just more salah. Should he divorce her? So we're not gonna whip him. I mean, mutela salav mitzvah the gash of the chuli alma. So she to mekubes is close to Rabbeinu Yonah. And I'm samach dalam and alf. You can't force him with a whip. But Bezin Modielo Shemitzvah Olav Lagarsha. Okay? Mitzvah Lagarsha. Now, there are different levels, we're both saying that what they did. There's, the lowest level is Mumlatz Lagaresh. You recommend you divorce. Next level is Mitzvah Lagaresh. It's a mitzvah for you to divorce. Next level is Chiyuv Lagaresh. What does it mean, a mitzvah and a Chiyuv? The mitzvah is like a mitzvah, like put on tefillin is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah b'nam l'makom. You should do the right thing. Achiyah means a mitzvah b'nam l'chaverah. You chayef to her to actually go through the get process. Okay, fine. The Miri says on Adaf, he's chayef l'garish. He's required to give her a get. Oh, in the Ritva, you get the impression we really would have been kof on l'garish, but you never know what's the truth. You know the truth, so you can't rise to the level of fear out of doubt. Chas shown to make a get Musa, but we can paskin chayav legarish, as the Miri said. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah seemed to say that you really can't call him an avarian. Can't do it. Not only that, there's an expression here in the Hagos Mordechayim Simish Reit Sadi im yirtze. Ya'agna le'olam. And there's some Muslim pshat in the Mechaba that way. Because the Mechaba, we read the Mechaba before, when he changed the Lashon of the Rambam, imrotza ba'al legarshim. Totally up to him. You don't say it's a mitzvah, you don't say it's a chiyu, maybe you don't even say mumlas. If he wants, that's the pashat pshat in the words of the Mechaber, in Siman Ayin Zayin, Siv Beis. And the Magen Mishnah sounds that way. Because he said, never says anyone in Shas Bavli, Yotzi V'yiten Ksuba. Nothing. There's a big machlokes. Is it nonetheless a mumlatz or a mitzvah or a chiyuv legarish in such a circumstance? And the ramifications which you'll see going forward. Okay. Should we attempt to get the man to divorce her in such a circumstances? That's the question. In the case of a maslim of ureris, the poskim say it's a svar rechoka to worry about shema einea nosta biacher. So you would say maybe even kofin. We don't, but at least we should say we should try to arrange a divorce. We should try. According to those who say that we're fair einea nosta biacher, we shouldn't even try to get a divorce. But the Mechaber was only worried about Shema Nanas to Be'acher, so we don't force because of Chshash Ged Me'usa. We should try to get a divorce. Try. Interestingly, Rabbeinu Tam himself, and it's quoted in the Mordechai, says, Bezin should paskin what we call our Chokos to Rabbeinu Tam. Our Chokos to Rabbeinu Tam. That was found here in the Sefer Yosher, Simen Chav Dalet. And the Mordechai over here, and Simon Reish Dal, it tells exactly what the Hachokos Rabbeinu Tam are. Read it inside. Can't be kofer. So what do you do? Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Nucha lasa shenekabal aleinu. Not him. Don't put him in chayrim. We. Gzeva shalolisa velita nimo achikabalita get. Avolanados lo. Neither is no good, but anything short of that, we won't have nothing to do with the guy. Not that he's in chair. We won't deal with him. We won't deal with him. Why? Because he was over al divrei chachamim. If there's no amasla, why should we? Why should we? Oh. But if, even if there's no amasla, we should tell the guy, what are you doing? The marriage is over. Give her a get. Give her a get. You recommend. Give her a get. Okay? But we shouldn't get involved so much. When it's a masla, even though we cannot be kofa bizman hazeh, but they should tell him, give her a get right now, and we can do our chokos to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? And some say it's even a chi of legarish, as we said a little earlier. Oh. Fine. It's interesting, that same Agos Mordechai, we saw before, quotes the idea that the Gaonim said should force him to give a get immediately. Frek the Maram in Reish Tzadik, he doesn't understand. The Maram asks against his Takana, in front of the Lashon of the Maram. We had it before. The Maram says, in Reish Tzadi, that what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Tochal v'tichti. She'll have mezonos. She'll have a good time. She'll be happy. Says the Maram, it's not a simcha shlema. You know why it's not a simcha shlema? Because she's an aguna. Very nice. Ein do simcha shlema, arche shebiyodo la'agno. V'nei de'iyu nami misagin v'takosh v'ben ageshem. Mekomakom e nami yagna. The koshkin did a ravan. Shematiul isacheris. Vihi levada tisagain. Whoa. Whoa. This is a very powerful statement over this line. He seems to say, according to the ravan, he can marry her, and she remains, he can marry another woman, and she remains an aguna. Doesn't sound right to us. Well, Rabbi Osai, we don't pass like the ravan. Rav Moshe is a tshuva, famous tshuva, that we don't follow the Ravan, and therefore a het to the Merabonim is required. And once a het to the Merabonim is required, Rav Moshe writes, it's impossible for the man to remarry based on het to the Merabonim unless he deposits a get with the bezdin to be picked up by the woman unconditionally. Unfortunately, there are certain bezdin today that don't want to follow Rav Moshe's psak. They'll give a head to Mayor Abonim. When she comes for the get, oh, give us a few dollars. They start imposing conditions. And that's against the Chuvin Rav Moshe. The Ravan is against Rav Moshe. Yeah, the Ravan is against Rav Moshe. We don't pass like the Ravan. Ravan says he can take a second wife without a head to Mayor Abonim. We saw 2 days from Ramon and Simon, Ein Zayin, Simon Beis. We don't follow the opinion of the Ravan. So it's important to understand these dinim are very tricky. You have to be careful over here. Oh. What happened in the case? What is a fight? Whose fault is the breakup? Whose fault? So the Ritvok says she loses the mezonos by Moas Halai. Why? Immediately. Because she's mafkia yachse ishus legamre. Completely. It's worse than being a mitzarnale. That sounds counterintuitive. The Gemara said being a mitzarnale is a real meredith, and Moas Halai is not. That's in one perspective. In one case she's spiting him, in one case she just can't stand him. But on the other side, what's considered breaking up the marriage completely? Being a mitzvah, I'm having a spat. So I'm in a mikveh strike until you give me what I want. Buy me a diamond ring, a fur coat, whatever she wants. What are they fighting about? But she's not uprooting the marriage completely. She's Moas Halai. She's uprooting it completely. And therefore, she loses the mezonos immediately. Right away. And some disagree. The Ramban, the Rashbo disagree. So in the case where they're fighting, whose fault it is that they split up, according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, he's chayav to pay him his onus until we can prove she's a meredes. According to the Ritva, he's potter until she has to prove a tana berura. Okay, that's at a poskim paskim, end of simon ayin. However, there were those who claim that psak is where he wants to go back. He wants to stay married. If they both agree that the marriage is over, then he has to give her the mezonos. Why? Ein sofek motzi midevada. It's a kind of an ein yodea in praticha. According to the first, ein yodea mischayavti. Ein yodea is lavdavka. The guy is toin bari, but we don't know. We don't know. Some say that it's ein yodea mischayavti because every day is a new shiur. We spoke about it last time. There's a big machlokos gadoli aposkim what to do in such circumstances. These are hard cases. We deal with this on a regular basis. But the following situation on both sides. This to this. Her parents tell her he's no good. You better run away from the guy. She really wants to go back to him. So is she a meredes or not? So there's a Ritva who says meredes does not require a kavana to be a meredes. You can be a kavana for chassidus and still be a meredes. We don't care your kavana. What's the case? Iyav shaniba big diva hiba big dog. Marnach memches amad aleph. Which the poskim talk about. She wants for tznius reasons. She's still a meredes. Still a meredes. Anyway, it's a big fight. She really wants to go back to him. Is she considered a meredes or not a meredes in such a circumstance? A serious question. We have these cases. Now, Rabosai, we said before that we pass in Lachal Amayis that we don't force a man to divorce his wife ever. Not everyone agrees to that. Some claim that although if he's Moed Mi Mizonis or Moed Mi Tashmish, we don't force a divorce. That's true. What if he's Moed from both? Both. No mezonos, no tashmish, what they call kol in yonah ishus. According to some poskim, you can force a divorce. Most poskim. But I'm not so happy with that, but I'll tell you for the following reason. Because that may only be true in a case where she's literally going to starve to death. She's going to starve. So he's not going to divorce. If you divorce, they can look for a second husband. He's going to starve. But there are cases where she's not going to starve. She has Social Security or other things. These days, it's not. I live in a different world. Other insurances and things that they say. In that kind of a case, I'm not so keen on this kind of a psak. We had a case once in a bezin. It was a case of someone who Nebuch was sick. and was unable to have bia, was unable to make a living. Sad case. So I wasn't involved in the case, but someone was telling me that they're discussing the possibility of kfiya in certain cases. Like, I don't know. She's not starving. And he's getting money from insurance. I don't know the exact case what happened, but I'm saying, at least in theory, if it's Monea Komen Aishus, that's it, she's going to really starve. There are many posts who say that kfiya would be appropriate. We mentioned before, what about the guy who was Ma'abed Mamono Bischok? He loses his money gambling, and she doesn't want to be with him. Some say she's treated as a meredes. It's not a good enough amasla. So he loses his money gambling. So what? If you look at the Otra Poskim, is even a more dramatic case. I'm just giving you a brief summary of what some of the Poskim are saying. You have to look more. There's a whole sefer about this. I'll read you an Otra Poskim in Simon I and Zion. Sivkotten Yud Beis Oz Yud Dalet. I'm just reading what it says. Again, the Mordechai Kuf Pei Vav Chuvas Matasya Im Zeh Ish Shovev Ma'abed Mamona B'Schok Lo Motzina Shetuchal Ish Shalimar Bo. It's not a sufficient Namasla. That's what the Mordechai quotes. But it gets worse. The Chuvas Ma'arivayel Kuf Lamed Hei. What happens? He's mevaz bezet shelo b'schok u'mevaz mishtol shel goyim u'mishtaker u'meki. Comes home drunk and throws up. She says, "Marcelai, is any?" It's true. The Adam. Unfortunately, it's true into this world. There are people out today. Today. I'm saying a sad story. A rough told the following story. That there was a fellow who would go to these Shalom Zachas and get drunk. And he came back once on a Friday night. He's a guy drunk out right in front of his front stoop of his house. And what's he doing in front of his house? Because the wife said, if she comes one more time drunk, I'm divorcing you. He got drunk again at the Shalom Zach. That's why I'm such a fierce opponent of alcohol at these events. Whether they be weddings, Shalom Zachas, terrible. It's horrific. People just can't control themselves. Married men! Bochum was even worse in some ways. But anyway, so the Marival says, "No, I only play on Hanukkah, and once in a while I go eat with my friends." He denies the whole fact. So he writes over here, if this is Moris Alai, I'm going to force her to give her a ksuba. Im ken lo hinachta bas la rama vino yoshev estachas bala, ein nira li shizu amasla. And it's talk laharach with dvarim havolim ha'elu. What's going on in those days? It's considered par for the course. Then he goes to gambles, he gets drunk, and throws up, and boys will be boys. That's what it sounds like over here in this Chumas Marivayel. I mean, it's wild. That's what it says. That's quite a chiddush to me. I don't know. It seems to me that that's I don't really understand this. I don't understand the. I don't know. Yeah. Really? Chusha goes tucked away. Terrible. Yeah, I guess if that was Minigam Medina, so you can't tie it up. I hope that it hasn't risen to the level of Minigam Medina in New York City. I sure hope so. It may depend upon the neighborhood. I don't know. Where I live, Taka, there's a one shul where I call the Shikha Minion, where they the front.
I've never seen two shul.
Oh, Hashem? Where are you on Purim, Rabbi?
Purim, basically. I don't see him Purim either.
You don't come to the yeshiva. Okay, whatever, we won't go into that right now. Okay, let's not discuss that right now. All right. Fine. So there's a whole discussion over here, and some disagree with the Marivayel, and they say, no, that is considered to be an amasla. And she would be a masla, but she's not considered a moredis in such a circumstance. Yeah? Fine. The Ramah said in Siv Gimel, the Dina de Mesifta, he did quote it, except again, Ein Kofin. It's amazing. The Mechaber quoted the Rambam Medina de Gemara, but he didn't pull the trigger. He said Ein Kofin. Ramah quotes Dina de Mesifta for all the monetary matters. Once again, he says Ein Kofin. Everyone seems to be chickening out of Kofin. They're afraid, Pashut, of a Get Musa. Everyone's afraid, I mean, for good reason. The stakes are very, very high. And no one wants to. But as far as Mazonis is concerned, I read you the Hagos Mordechai, who said, right, if it's a Taina, if it's ain't but Taina, so therefore, that's why she doesn't have Mazonis, implying that if she had a Taina, there would be Mazonis. That was we read before in the Mordechai, Hagos Mordechai, Simon Reish Tzadi. But Vadetra got out of it by saying, no, Nedunya. The Nedunya is the next line. That's not the Poshup Shat. Pashup Shad is that Hadvara Mochichim. What's more Salai? She ain't Cain Ela Machmas Momon Okas. And they taught her to lie. Right? But most like Amiti, she would have Mazonos. That's clear. We pass on that way Halacha Lamaisa. That there would be Mazonos. That's important to know. The later poskim say that. Fundamentally, he's chayav to give her a get right now. And if we had our druthers, we'd force him to give her a get. We can't go that far. At the very least, we can tell him, as a Muslim of Averis, that he's chayav to give her the mizonos. Some actually invoke the idea of mukeves milinose machmoso. Since you really should be giving her a get. Since we're afraid to do kviya. But since he's chayav in the get, so there's a mukeves. The poskim say there's also a chiv of mizonos. And the poskim say that this level of mazonos is also a higher level, not just a basic mazonos, but whatever mazonos was given until that point. That's the question. Oh, it's interesting. We said before the machlokas whether you matter a second wife in the case of Moredes. Rambam quotes that some say after 12 months you matter it, but if you take a look at the Chelkos Mechokek, take a look over here in Sifkot and Tezayin, Chelkos Mechokek. Almost finished. Yes, Chok, and writes to Ramah. She ain't lahat alisa acheres. Vechenika. The nearly a pshara. Dafka toch yud beis chodesh. Avaliacha yud beis chodesh. If we wrote to the garish, shricha the kabbal men of Balkorcha. O matira no isa acheres. Then call about isha lagna the olam. Vechenira. So you can in effect force her to take the get. Says the Chelkos Mechokek Tezayin, Nivadal Zel Chok and Lisa Acheres, Koshakos and Marik, Shemnatla Bemoredes, if you take Dirk Tavshilo, so she'll say she's a Moredes. But 12 months? No, not so long. Fred the Chelkos Mechokek, Leodati Achilish of the Rabbi Gozu, Achazeb ben Yud ben Hochir ben Schodesh, Achir ben Schodesh, where'd he get it from? He doesn't understand where it comes from. So again, the Ramah's Psharas are not necessarily accepted. Again, the different posts can have different opinions. Some say, the Sholem Eshev says, against the Ramah, you can't marry a second wife even after 12 months. Only Nishtatis. Moredes is Lashon Sholem Eshev. It's called notes are a poskim over here, and this is why our Bezin fundamentally has found the Sholem Eshev. Show it to you. Second. Ultra Poskim is in Sivkaton Nun Beis. Oz Beis. Sholem Eshev says she won't come to a Din Torah. And they quote Poskim said he can take a second wife. No. 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 Only in the status. Hadav Yadua Lakol. Subjective fact. Av Moredes, Mio Dam, he Moredes alava Hushu Gorem. Gamanatul Lisa Acheres Yagna Liolam. Again, Yagna Liolam. Aren't we required to have a get in escrow? Get the impression that they didn't, the Rabbi Shushu was not accepted. That they said that every time there's a, you allow him to remarry, he has to put a get in escrow. Unless he's saying you wouldn't even have to marry a bottom, according to those poskim who say it that way. This was Sholem Eshev is quoted here in Otsura Poskim. So we are not quick to give a het de merabonim. Rav Moshe Shuv is chelik dalid sim and gimel. It has to be a get. No get is impossible for the man to ever remarry. That's what he suggests. But apparently not everyone is agreeing with Rav Moshe. Okay. He quotes the Marik over here. Now, maybe the Marik would be moda. In a case where you can't do anything else, there's no alternative. No alternative. But in any event, Mois Alai, we don't allow him to take a second wife and to make him an aguna. But once again, the impression is conveyed that they don't agree with Rav Moshe's shuv. Halacha l'maisa, it seems to me, we pass like Rav Moshe. Chazanish, I think, also holds like Rav Moshe, even though there are those who disagree. We would never allow such a thing, for sure not. Okay. The Ein Yitzchak seems to go against Rav Moshe. However, that's only according to the Ravan. We don't pass like the Ravan. Again, I'm saying that we don't pass like Ravan. Therefore, I want to say, Halacha l'maisa, which is follow Rav Moshe, never allow a remarriage unless there is a get in escrow. Now, who is considered a meretz in general? She won't go to a din Torah. Is that itself considered to be a meretz? She just won't go to a din Torah. There are many women today who want to go to court. That's a reality. You like it, you don't like it, it's a fact. And unfortunately, sometimes the reputations of our bote din are not as good as they should be. And there are rabbis out there who say, if the business is no good, you're allowed to go to court. So there's a discussion this here in the Otzer HaPoskim, whether this can be accepted, to the Yevet, etc., etc., etc. See if you can find it. This is the Lashon of the Mordechai. After Ben Gershon's Cherem, Lo Mashina Lo, Vim Bishvil Acheres Shetivosarna, Kansina lahat alisa acheros viteshev vitisage. The case of the shall be an aguna. Too bad. Okay? You see, for me, I don't have to put a get, otherwise she wouldn't be an aguna. The answer is that's according to the Ravan. Now the Rabban, but then he says the Rabbi Yisrael Chanan that there are more past like the Ravan after 12 months. See, he writes over here in the footnote. I'll read it to you. I'm just about done. Footnote Tovshin Ayin Ches. No. Only Midibi Ravan. We passing the second day. We can't take a second wife. Either Amo is Machir Bidas Atzmo, the Yacha Yudbe Skodesh Chulyama, and Shatil Isacheres. That's only with Hetame Rabbonim. And therefore, there has to be a get. This is very important. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, there always has to be a get. Can't be, the way we pass on halacha, there always has to be a get. Any riots coming from Shidus, which we don't pass on like. And in this context, there were those who claim that nowadays, it's hard to call a woman a meredes if she doesn't want to go to a bezdin, because people at Rabbanim are telling her that batei din are not always so reliable, unfortunately. That's a problem. I'm not going to read the whole, it's a long piece over here. This is in the Otzer HaPoskim. Ma din emes hareves l'din Torah. Siv kodin nun dalit oz gimel. He quotes a whole bunch of poskim. Some say this way, some say that way. He quotes even some modern poskim. Mishnah halachas. You think he's the one who's on the man's side, right? But Reda should serve a love of the Bezdin. They should ain't a road to this dying on Cheskas Hachzokas Hayalod in the Bezdin. She won't discuss custody matters in the Bezdin. Lo Yodana im Efshu Lahat to the Baal Chadrag. Shrei Isha ain't a Mr. Revis LeKabal Get. Fakam ain't a Mr. Revis of the Bezdin LeKabal Get. Rak Mr. Revis of all the Bezdin Mishul Abonim. How do you like that? You'd think she'd be the first one to say she's a Moredis. He said no. So you be careful before you slap the Moredis title on any woman who's not there. Be very careful. Especially if he insists on going to a Bez, then that's not right. And even if the Guzabla, also not right, as we well know, unfortunately. So these cases have to be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. There's much more to say, but I already went over time. I'm sorry. Next week, Rabbi Reese is coming to say a Chabura. And the following week, who sang? Yeah, does someone volunteer yet? Still in progress?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Reese is speaking on Tuesday the 24th, and someone's speaking on Tuesday the 3rd, I'm just not sure who it is. Hopefully by next Tuesday we'll know who's speaking the following Tuesday?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll know?
Yeah.
Okay, Mitzvah. Okay. Not too long.